This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Baldy, let's start with the breaking news. What does Devontae Adams do for this Jets football team?
Well, I mean, 3 years ago when Devontae and Aaron Rodgers were together in Green Bay, they were a good combination, but it's 3 years. And so can they still have that same level of trust and combination that they once had? Both are older. Both are slower than they were 3 years ago. And it's a different offense. So I'm sure Aaron could get them up to speed somewhat, but we've seen so much miscommunication, including that final interception last night between receivers and quarterback, that is that going to take place going forward against, like, say, this week against Pittsburgh? Because it's they've had chances to win all these games in the last three losses to Denver, to Minnesota, and last night, yet they can't make any plays at the end of the game to win the play. So maybe Devontae's that guy. Maybe he's that guy that's going to make that play to put him over the top in these close games that they keep losing.
I mean, they are 2-4. Do you really, truly think they should be a lot better than that?
I think they should have beaten Denver. And they certainly had chances to win that game last night. The penalties and some of the things that, you know, they're guilty of. Red zone deficiencies, being able to run the ball when you got to be able to run the ball. Those kind of things keep showing up. And so you go, should they have won? Are they that much better? No, they're not that much better than these teams that they're playing. But there's only a couple of elite teams in this league. Everybody is capable of losing games. And that's what Aaron said after the game. He felt like they lost that game, that they should have scored in the 30s, and they probably should have scored in the 30s. But the same mistakes that they have been making all year long keep showing up at key moments of the game.
Mm-hmm. A lack of discipline aside, because the Dolphins are in a different spot and the Pats are obviously rebuilding, 1-53, Jets, Bills roster, advantage who?
Well, I would say the Bills. I'd say the Bills because their offense line is much better than the Jets. And that's where it all starts. And their quarterback is much better. So I would say the Bills, because of the line, who have started all five starters, all five games, all six games now. And they're very, very well coached on that group. So they ran the ball with the rookie running back last night really well, especially that opening drive of the game. But I would say because of the line and the quarterback and just the system of defense that they play, where, they just know exactly where they're supposed to be. They just don't break down. And even with injuries that they have had, Ed Oliver, Von Miller, whatever, they don't lose that much starting rookie defensive tackles last night. Their system that they play in allows them to play really fast, and they don't make a lot of mistakes.
If you had to pick one thing, Baldy, what's the biggest issue for the Jets?
I would still say it's the offensive line. The tackles look old. They've had great days in this league at times. And they don't play particularly well together, although they played better last night, and that's encouraging. But I would say that's And then I would say their inability to take the ball away. You know, I mean, they had a fumble last night. It's bouncing on the ground. They don't get it. They don't get their hands on footballs.
No.
Sauce Gardner was invisible last night.
Yep.
You know, they just don't. They don't do the things that great defenses do. I mean, yes, Josh Allen has played six games. He hasn't thrown an interception yet, but they don't come close to making a play on the ball in the air.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to, the defense, because right out of the gate, the Jets have a nice drive last night to start things off. All right, it ends in a field goal, but that happens. And then the defense gets run over. I mean, I've been hearing for years, Boldy, great defense this, great defense that, great defense my ass. That, to me, is their biggest issue, because that's supposed to be their bread and butter, and yet you just mentioned it. Where is it?
Well, they got pushed all over the place. I mean, they got guys in there that are starting that are not good players. I don't need to call them out on, you know, the radio here, but I mean, you got players in there starting that are not good players.
Let's hear.
I mean, what does Javon Kinlaw do?
He stinks. I cut him.
Some stupid penalties.
I cut him. Like,
I mean, he's just, there's a reason why San Francisco let him go.
Yep.
I mean, they need an anchor inside. Quinn's still a good player, but they need an anchor inside at that spot. He doesn't anchor anything. He got lifted out of the three technique, out of the one technique. And, you know, it's interesting that the Buffalo started Ty Johnson last night.
Yeah.
You know, he was with the Jets.
I know.
You know,
I know.
And he ran right through him.
So, Boldy, tell us how this works in the locker room here. What is the downstream repercussion of Rodgers calling out Mike Williams? You know, I know you saw it, but for those who don't, he basically said, I threw it to where he was supposed to be, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do. How does that play out?
Well, I mean, that's a fractured relationship. You better fix that thing today. You know, otherwise, if that thing just festers and they're not in there today, whatever their day, their schedule is this week after Monday night game, I mean, you better fix that thing right away. Because Mike Williams, I mean, first of all, he's playing with no confidence to begin with. He hit him on a little pop pass over the middle. He looked surprised the ball was coming to him.
Yeah.
So does he know the offense or doesn't he know the offense? I know he missed most of training camp because he was still rehabilitating from a torn ACL from a year ago. But they got him out there on the field. I mean, if he's not out, like, look, Alan Lazard is their best receiver right now. At least, you know, touchdowns, you know, catches, yards per catch. I mean, Garrett's had good games the last 2 weeks, but he's thrown it to the guys that he trusts right now. I'm kind of surprised he didn't throw to Lazard at the end of the game because he had his hand up in the air. They're running a simple divide against a high safety. Everybody runs the same route combination. I'm not sure what Mike Williams did wrong, but, you know, Aaron was thrown into a different spot than where he was. And, you know, it's costly, but we've seen mistakes like that against Denver where the receiver's running the wrong route from where he's thrown it. So, you know, here's the thing. If your quarterback's got 20 years of experience and he's really smart, and he is, well, all that intelligence and all that knowledge and all that wisdom doesn't do you any good if the receivers don't see it the way you see it. And maybe that's what Devontae will do. Maybe he'll see it the way Aaron sees it. They had a unique connection in Green Bay for a long stretch, and maybe that's a component at the end of these games that they'll make that they haven't been making.
BT and Sal on the Fan with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Can the Jets be fixed, Baldy?
I guess confidence is a thing that, you know, that anybody could ride, but you have to start stacking some wins. And they go on the road here to Pittsburgh. I don't know who's going to block T.J. Watt this week. They better have a good game plan for him. He'll ruin the game like he ruined the game last week with the Raiders. I mean, forcing two fumbles and Cam Hayward. I mean, they got guys that they know that their offense is struggling. So the defense says, you know, we got to win these games, and they're helping them win a lot of games right now. So that's they got to beat Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh. If they get to 2-5, that's an awfully deep crypt to come out of with a quarterback that's already hobbling right now. So I would say that this is a must win for them this week. You can't lose your fourth game in a row right now in Pittsburgh against an offense that is, I mean, they're.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Offense struggling more than any offense in all of football right now.
Bull, before I let you go, Brian Baldinger, BT and Sal, I mean, you know, we could talk about the erosion of some of the old linemen, getting older, whatever, miscommunication, everything that we've basically hit so far, but you've been around the game forever. There's a direct correlation to a good team and a bad team. Do you have good ownership? And the Jets don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it always starts at the top. Everything starts at the top. A lot of these decisions, whether it's the trade for Hassan Reddick that blew up, and now he's, I guess, free to go seek a trade. I mean, you can just kind of check the boxes and all the bad decisions that are being made. I mean, it does start at the top. And so they're all in for whatever that means. And it's a one-year deal for everybody. I mean, everything's going to get blown up if this thing doesn't end up in the playoffs. And that's the only way that this thing can be salvaged if they get to the playoffs.
Baldy, let's talk some Giants here. A huge game for them coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock, MetLife Stadium taking on the Eagles. Giants 0-2 in the division, record 2-4 overall, though I'm seeing some good things and some foundational pieces being put together here. I'm seeing it that the quarterback is the biggest problem. You watch the film. What are you seeing for why the Giants are 2-4?
The quarterback's the biggest problem. I mean, it just is. I mean, you can't be any more clear about it than that. The defense played awesome last week. I mean, that's a 7-0 game in the third quarter against Joe Burrow, who put up 38 the week before and 35 the week before that. And Brian Burns and Ojulari and Dexter, like, they can't play a whole lot better than what they just played. The quarterback, he's just, I don't even know what he's looking at sometimes. Like, you roll right protection. Everything is protected. You got Slayton in the 7 hole. That's the throw. And he's not making the throw. Like, there's just things that I don't know what he's reading. I mean, I don't know what he's being. There's not that much to read, honestly. It's really that simple. And he's holding the ball, and he's frozen. And your quarterback has to make these plays. There's no reason why they should have been shut out in that, you know, and score one touchdown that whole game, and probably don't even score if you don't get that defensive pass interference penalty where they get the ball at the 1-yard line. The quarterback has to play better, and you just wonder how much longer. Like, he played well the week before against Seattle. Maybe if Neighbors comes back, that'll help.
He did.
But you can't win games by hiding your quarterback.
Yeah.
I almost feel like they're doing everything they can to hide him right now, but you're not going to win any games doing it.
Well, do you see enough on film, you know, concept-wise, you know, when, and I think it's going to be this year, or this offseason, when Dable finally gets his quarterback, that this offense looks like it's going to be really impressive and interesting?
I don't know if it's going to be, you know, Detroit Lions interesting, you know, or some of these other teams, Washington interesting, these teams that are putting up big numbers and do really creative things every week. You got to get the basics down. I mean, curl flat, you know, and there's certain overload principles against certain coverages that are just there that everybody runs. You have to execute them. They didn't complete one deep ball the whole game last week. Everything is either over the head or out of bounds. I mean, there's certain things you got to be able to do in this business right now. And it's the line's good enough right now. They're playing well enough. Tracy's been a spark. He's a pretty good player. But right now, the quarterback has to play better. There's no reason. That Cincinnati was this. They gave up 41 the week before to Baltimore. They couldn't stop anybody. Washington scored every single possession they had. You know, I just think right now, against Cincinnati, that is, Cincinnati's defense, I mean, that they were the biggest surprise in that win the other day, is how well the defense played. Everybody in that defense looking at themselves going, hey, maybe we can turn this thing around.
Baldy, final thing here, real quick. Bigger issue, like the NFC East here. McCarthy and Sirianni, do you think both make it through the season?
Well, that was awful. That was two awful home games. You know, Philadelphia found a way to win it against a bad team. I don't know how long Mike can, but the roster isn't good in Dallas, and so I don't know, I'm sure what Mike can do with it. In Philadelphia, they have they got the receivers back. They've had a decent roster. The coach, though, just does. I mean, why would a coach ever get into it with a fan during the game? I've never seen that before. Like, what are you thinking about? I know you don't call plays, but what is a coach getting into it with the fan for, especially in Philly? I did that game on Sunday. I heard them booing, and they deserve to be booed. You know, I mean, they get a blocked field goal at the end of the half to tie it up at halftime. Like, and he's getting into it with fans? Like, what is that saying about your head coach?
Well, Sal thinks he's a doofus.
Yeah, he's a doofy clown that's been overmatched. The aberration to me, the shock, and it just shows you how much the talent won out, was that he actually took a team to a Super Bowl. I mean, I look at him, how can you take him seriously? Shaving his head, yelling at the fans. I mean, a team is, and maybe this will be a nail in the coffin if the Giants could beat them somehow at MetLife on Sunday. I mean, we'll see. Well, you think that's possible, Baldy? Giants get a win on Sunday?
It's possible because defensively, they're not a good team. And if the quarterback plays better, I mean, they don't have a great pass rush. They don't do a lot defensively. They got two rookies starting in the secondary like the Giants do. They beat them week 18 last year. They beat them badly last year. This is an NFC East. This is not the NFC East that we're used to seeing right now. So this is not Parcells and Gibbs and, you know, Buddy Ryan or Landry or whatever. This is different. So this is a winnable game for the Giants. It just is. I know Saquon's coming back. I'm sure he circled the game. He struggled last week. They couldn't run the ball against I'm sure that the Giants defense thinks that they can, you know, that they can put up a performance like they did last week, that they'll have a chance to win it.
Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate it.
Yep, my pleasure, guys.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.